This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. President Draupadi Murmu began her two-day visit to Meghalaya and Odisha today, marking her presence at significant events in both states. The visit, spanning January 9 to 10, underscores the president's commitment to engaging with key initiatives and celebrations across India. President Murmu attended the Golden Jubilee celebration of the ICAR Research Complex for the Northeastern Hill region in Umiam, Meghalaya today. The event commemorates 50 years of the institution's contributions to research and development, particularly in enhancing agricultural practices and rural livelihoods in the Northeastern region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said that the Genome India project marks as a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the bioeconomy gives space to sustainable development, and in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy of the nation has grown significantly. He added that India has created a special identity as a pharma hub in the world. He said that free treatment is being provided to crores of people and better health infrastructure is being developed. Over 2 crore 70 lakh registrations have been received from students, teachers and parents across the country and abroad for the 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. The online registration for the program hosted on the mygov.in portal commenced on the 14th of last month and shall remain open till the 14th of January next. The Education Ministry said that the flagship initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Pariksha Pe Charcha continues to grow as a nationwide movement to transform exam-related stress into a festival of learning and celebration. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the Republic Day Parade this year. These special guests include Sarpanches, disaster relief workers, best performing water warriors, handloom and handicraft artisans, Mann Ki Baat participants, My Bharat volunteers, guests from northeastern states and best startups. The Defence Ministry said some of the invited guests are carrying out exemplary work to ensure income and employment generation through self-help groups. Members of the Para Olympic contingent, Chess Olympiad medalist, Bridge World Games silver medalist and Snooker World Championship gold medalist have also been invited as a special guest. The Ministry of Home Affairs has requested all states and union territories to organize a 100-day intensified campaign on tuberculosis elimination in prisons and correctional institutions as part of the central government's commitment to eliminating the disease from the country. In a letter, the ministry asked all the states and union territories to organize a screening camps and display information, education and communication, IEC, material in all the prisons. It also requested them to initiate the pledge Nikshay Sapat shared by the ministry. The ministry further urged the states and union territories to conduct awareness generation activities about tuberculosis for the staff of prisons and correctional institutions. Indo-Tibetan Border Police, Itanagar, Northeast Frontier Inspector General Amitabh Gupta called on the Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at Rajbhavan today. They discussed border security and management, vibrant village program and other issues related to the state. The governor, while acknowledging the commendable role and contributions of the ITBP in the state, recommended ITBP contribute in a collaborative effort aiming at developing the border areas, particularly through the vibrant border village program. Sharing his experience in border management, the governor advised on the involvement of local people. Gupta, who recently assumed charge of the Northeast Frontier Headquarters, assured the governor that the concerns raised would be promptly addressed. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.